So are you new to jiu-jitsu? You're trying to figure out, like, how often should I train as a beginner, or how do I deal with these nerves before my first class? What does tapping mean? You know, how long does it take to get a black belt? Some basic beginner questions. What is even jiu-jitsu to begin with? We're going to dive into that today. So without further ado, let's get started. Jiu-jitsu, the easiest way that I like to explain to people, they say, like, you know, the gentle art and all this is not really that gentle of art. For me, I like to say is wrestling with submissions. So if you're familiar with grappling, wrestling is focused on the ground and is focused on joint locks. So breaking things, breaking arms, breaking knees, breaking ankles, breaking arms, if I said that, shoulders, whatever the case may be, and choking people out, right? You could choke people out with your arms. You could choke people out with your legs. You could choke people out with cloth, like clothing. You could choke people out with their own, like, arm as well. So there's a lot that goes on with jiu-jitsu, but it's a way to control another person. I like the other explanation I've heard as well. It's like origami with people, or like folding clothes with people in them. I think that's another good way to look at it. There's another question that is, you know, a common one that's like, do you need to be in shape to start jiu-jitsu? No. I mean, I've seen huge people start jiu-jitsu, people that were like way out of shape, like 280, you know? I've seen bodybuilders that were around like 280 as well. And you start slimming down. And it's not from jiu-jitsu that makes you slim down, by the way. You slim down because you want to do better in jiu-jitsu. And you have more of a passion to want to work out, to watch your diet, to do certain things. Jiu-jitsu creates, because you want to be better on the mat. So you have to take care of your body. It gives you another reason to take care of yourself. So at least for me as well, it gives me a reason to stay in shape. And you can be small, you can be big. Obviously it helps if you're in shape already, and it helps if you've been an athlete. Like, of course, those things helps, because we're talking about grappling, we're talking about fighting in a sense, right? So absolutely, the better shape you are in is definitely going to help. But do you need to be in shape? Absolutely not. It's a journey, right? It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. This is something that takes years, right? Which kind of goes into another question, like, you know, how long does it take to get a black belt? I mean, if you're in shape and, you know, you're extremely dedicated, you got the right instructor, and you're in the right gym culture, and you got the right training partners. I mean, there's people who got black belts in 4 years. The average person, I think it's around like 12 years or so. Like, you know, 10 to 12 years, I think, usually. And if you're really dedicated, but maybe, you know, it can even be 7 years. So it's a range, but it's definitely going to take a while. So it's not a sprint. It's a marathon, you know. So start however you are. And, you know, what should you wear to class, your first class? Just, you know, I would say if you had any compression shorts already on hand. I'm not going to make this like overly difficult or overly expensive. If you just got some shorts, shoot, you got some sweatpants, you got a t-shirt, right? It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. Obviously, athletic wear, don't wear jewelry. Don't wear rings, earrings, gauges, take them out. Piercings, take them out, right? Because obviously you're going to be on the floor, you're going to be grappling. You're going to be rolling around, and you don't want those things to hurt you at all. You don't want any cuts. There's another question on here that goes, you know, what is the difference between gi and no gi jiu-jitsu? These are definitely two distinct styles. This is definitely jiu-jitsu. Gi meaning like a kimono, like you're wearing this like pajama. We call it pajamas. And that's used to honestly control people, to be able to toss people, to be able to control their legs, control their arms, do certain submissions with it, as I mentioned earlier. Whereas the no-gi, you know, this one is a is a little bit scarier for people when they're first getting started. One, because you don't know the rank and experience of anybody that you're training with. With the gi, you clearly know who's a white belt and who's a black belt, right? You clearly can see that. No gi, you can't see that. So it's more along the lines of wrestling. There's no cloth grips, so you really gotta rely on the body. You really gotta rely on the grips that you take is much different from being able to grab clothes. In no-gi, there's no clothes for you to grab, right? So it's just like you got to hook the person's body. You got to grab in certain ways to be able to control the individual. But at the same time, they're both jiu-jitsu. It's just slightly different forms. And there's I like this question. You know, how often should you train as a beginner? I would say train as often as you like and feel comfortable doing. Right, like that's honestly a personal preference. You'll see people say, you know, 2-3 times a week, but the main thing is, what are you doing jiu-jitsu for? Are you doing it for a light workout and you have other things that you're doing? Like, you know, jiu-jitsu is just something that you do on the side, you just want to do it once a week, that's perfectly fine too, right? Whatever it is, if you're somebody who wants to go like balls to the wall and go, you know, 2-a-days, then do 2-a-days, right? But you got to make sure you listen to your body. Your body might be telling you, like, hey, I can't take this. Like, it hurts a little bit or whatever. Like, you're just tired. Give your body a rest, because you don't want to go in and then, you know, something might tear. Something might pop just from you doing something very basic because your body is so run down, right? You know, our cars need oil changes. You know, we need the tires rotated. You know, sometimes we need the tires replaced. We need things like, you know, we need maintenance done on our cars. Just like that, we need maintenance done on our bodies, and we need to continuously maintain it and listen to it. If not, you will get hurt faster and more often than you should in jiu-jitsu. Really. And which kind of leads me into the next question of, like, will I get hurt in jiu-jitsu? Most likely, yeah. Most likely you will get hurt. Am I talking about major injuries? Most likely not, unless you're, again, with unsafe training partners. And what does it mean to be unsafe, or what does it mean to train safely? The best way to do that is to tap early and to tap often. If you see somebody that does not, respect the tap, or you hear of there's a gym that does not respect the tap, don't even go. Don't even roll with those individuals. Somebody who's been training, like for myself, I've been training for 10 years. I'm a brown belt. And no, like I will not roll with somebody who does not respect the tap. No. I don't care what your rank is. I don't care. I don't care at all. Because now it's unsafe. It's very unsafe. I don't, like, the likelihood of you catching me, and say, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. Right? You have to be willing to say no to people. If somebody has hurt you as well, like, maybe, you know, you didn't, maybe it might be your fault, maybe it might not, talk to your instructor, right? And really be wise with, you know, how your pain tolerance. If you start to feel a little bit of pain, just tap. If you don't know how to get out of something, it's okay to tap. Especially if you're early on, you're probably going to be tapping to things that you shouldn't tap to. It's okay. They'll teach you, and you'd rather be safe than sorry, right? Because I've had white belts when I roll with them, unexperienced guys, when I roll with them and they tap to like some pressure, they felt uncomfortable. And I just let them know, like, hey, I let go. And I just let them know, like, hey, like, that's not something that you should be tapping to, right? And because it's not really stopping you from doing anything. It's just a little bit discomfort, right? So you got to just know, you got to start learning what's uncomfortable and what is pain and what's the difference between those things. Very, very important. But don't just assume. If you feel uncomfortable, tap. And then eventually your comfort level will grow, right? And hopefully you have like training partners that want to invest in you being the best version of the grappler that you possibly can be, because you're going to ultimately push them to another level as well. And I actually, tapping, I should explain this. Tapping is basically when you, like, you're probably going to hear this sound. Like, you know, you just basically touch the person, tap on them, and that will allow the person to know that they would have gotten a submission. They no longer need to continue. I'm waving the white flag. You won. Let's reset. Very, very important to tap the individual that is applying the submission to you, or either verbally say it, or stomp with your feet. If you're gonna tap with your feet, you make sure you stomp multiple times so it's clear that it's a tap. If your arms are like tied up and your mouth is being like covered or whatever the case may be, which there are submissions like this. So it will force you, like the only thing you have are your feet, and you have to stomp. Do not just tap lightly on the mats. Do not do any of those things, because if you don't tap on your own body, because if the person doesn't know you're tapping and they can't see you, like you have to make sure that they can feel it, right? Like tap them like a couple times and then it will let go. And so very, very important, very important. Last question I want to address is, you know, how to deal with nerves before your first class. To me, again, somebody who's been training for a while, I get nerves going to a new gym for the first time. I get nerves going to a new gym or another gym that I haven't been to for a while. I get nerves. I get nerves going to an open mat. I get nervous if it's not my gym. I get nervous because you never know what really is going to happen. But don't hide from those nerves. Those nerves are okay. Accept them. Invite them in. It's okay. It's going to keep you alert. It's going to keep you aware. The biggest thing that I would say is make sure you warm up. This also goes with the getting hurt in jiu-jitsu part. Make sure you warm up. Your first round, if you're rolling, should be a very light round. You should not be doing anything crazy. You should just be moving your body, right? Like, you know, don't do stretching first, because stretching doesn't help your muscles. It actually like stretches them out in the sense of allows you to get damage. From my research that I found, I'm not a doctor, I don't really know, you know, but from the research that I found and from my experience, it's much better to do a jog, to do some jumping jacks, to move, like, you know, get the blood pumping, and then you go into the row. You stretch after you're done doing jiu-jitsu. Then you stretch out the muscles and the ligaments and tendons and things of that nature. Don't do it before, because it might actually be a little bit more harmful. I know I said the last thing I wanted to talk about was nerves, but I feel like I can't end this video without talking about hygiene, right? The hygiene that we should be having. Don't shower right before class unless you're a construction worker or something along those fields and you work in, like, I mean, maybe a gardener, a landscaper, and you're very dirty. If you work those types of professions, yeah, you should probably shower. You definitely should shower before getting on the mats. But if you're not in that profession, you don't want to shower right before, maybe an hour before or 2 hours before, because when you shower, you're going to be taking off the good bacteria off of your skin as well. And you want to make sure you have the good bacteria to protect from the bad bacteria as well, right? If you come in fresh and you only get bad bacteria, then things can, like, you know, skin infections can start to happen. Also, maybe you might want to invest in getting like long compression sleeves, compression like pants and rash guards that cover up to your wrist and up to your ankles. And in that situation, you know, it helps with mat burn, and it helps with like the skin to skin contact. It limits the skin infections that you will be able to that you would get potentially. And definitely apply deodorant. Apply a lot of deodorant on your underarms. You can even also apply deodorant on your chest as well. You can use baby powder for the crotch areas, the sensitive areas, right? And as a way to kind of smell good. You could put baby powder on your chest as well. You could put baby powder on your clothes, whatever the case may be. You want to smell fresh. Make sure you cut your nails. And after you cut your nails, usually they're kind of sharp, so you need to file them down. And this is what I mean. When you do jiu-jitsu, it makes you kind of like all around better person. Like, you also should be brushing your teeth, using some mouthwash, at the bare minimum, at least chewing gum, because you don't want your breath to be rocking and people tapping just from your breath and not wanting to roll with you, or you don't want to be the stinky guy. Make sure you wash your gi and let it hang out dry, right? Hang out to dry. Wash your belt as well and let it hang and dry. Don't throw in a dryer. You're not going to be able to wear that gi or those rash guards anymore. If you want to use a laundry detergent, I would recommend using Oxy and distilled white vinegar. Those two combinations, especially if your clothes really stink, it will knock it out. It will get rid of the odor and will smell really good and very, very fresh. And you won't have any issues with the training partners. Now, obviously, are you always going to smell the best? Probably not. But try your best, right? Make sure you're not cutting anybody with like sharp nails and things of that nature. And with that, make sure you have a mouthpiece, because one mistake can run you a couple thousand dollars. So just get like a cheap, you know, Sisu a mouthpiece. I think it's like $20 on Amazon. Like, get one, boil it, and then fit it to your mouth. And they'll protect you, like register it, and you know, if anything happens, I think they give you a warranty up to, like, I don't know if it's $10,000, $30,000 or something like that, right? Check it out. And it's definitely going to help you more than it's going to harm you. Not rolling with a mouthpiece, without a mouthpiece is dangerous to your health and well-being and others as well. So you know how many times I got kneed in the face, kneed in the mouth specifically? And I had a mouthpiece in, so everything was okay. If I hadn't had it, I would be losing teeth. So this one's a little bit longer of an episode, but I really do hope that this was very helpful, a foundational help episode for beginners. Usually I talk about more advanced things, but I wanted to do this for beginners, and this is going to be part one. We're going to do a part two as well and dive into more questions to be able to make sure that there's a lot of clarity in terms of what it is that you need to do and need not to do or should not do. But until, let me know what you guys think in the comments. Until next time, I see you guys. Peace.